Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
This is G Wright coming to you live from the Baltimore area, and I'm actually at Starbucks where I'm actually going to be doing my show today, and I have a very special guest who's going to be joining me right after this first song. So you guys stay here, special guest. And before we come to him, I'm going to play a song by Marvin Winans Jr. called Believe. I hope you guys are having a good day. Listen, gonna be in for a great treat and blessed today, so don't go anywhere. What's up, what's up? This is G Wright coming to you live from Starbucks in Baltimore, in the Baltimore area. This is the Heart Love Radio Show. I have with me a special guest who I'm about to bring on the line. I want you guys to welcome my boy, Mr. Klee from Klee Self-Portrait Mooring. I hope I said that right. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
How you doing? Well, first of all, this is my first time talking, but man, you stay busy. You stay on the grind.
Yeah, too, man. Can't sit still, man. You know, you ever seen a boxer in the ring sitting still? He can hit on the ground, so you got to keep on moving.
I know. Listen. I want you to, first of all, for you to go ahead and introduce your own self.
My name is Cleveland, but go by Cleveland Short. Last name is Maureen. I'm a visual artist. Started off as, I'm a single dad, raising one of my sons now. Other one left, moved out. But I'm a professional truck driver. Also, photographer as well. An artist, a painter, do poetry. Fox. I'm a people's person. I'm really a people's person. I like to help people out. And pretty much it, man. I don't require a lot.
Yeah.
So
you know, that's pretty much it. Listen, you said a mouthful. First of all, one of my mentors, Dr. Nicole. Dr. Cole.
Yes.
You've been her photographer. And what were you gonna say?
Oh, actually, go ahead. You wasn't finished talking. I thought you were finished talking. I hear stuff in the background, so it's like fading you in and out.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm sorry. I caught myself doing this at Starbucks today. I said, let me try something a little different.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Just a little bit. We'll go for there.
Okay. All right. I was saying that you're friends with Dr. Nicole.
Yes.
Who's one of my mentors. And you know, she spoke highly of you and she showed me your work, and man, your work's phenomenal.
Thank you. Actually, met Nicole online, Dr. Nicole online on Facebook.
Well,
and I'm saying that, you know, the same school that she teaches out of, her fitness classes out of. That's when the classes, you know, I was assistant instructor in there, helping out.
Oh, really?
Working with the kids with George Green. So I'm saying her, I'm like, hold up, that's the class I'm at. So what day is she there? I don't see her. So I would always like forward her, like when she would put posts up there for her classes and stuff like that, I would actually forward it. So one day she inboxed and said, hey, do I know you? I say no. And she was like, I see you forwarding my work. Or for my post or whatever. So I'm like, hey, I see positive. I don't got to know you, but if I see positive, I've been watching your page for a while, I'm going to forward it. So that's me helping you out. You don't got to know me, but at the same time, I see you helping other people out as well.
Right.
So we became friends then. You know, we started talking from there, and then I was like, hey, I'm getting a camera. You know, I like to come in your classes, you know, if it's okay with you, to take pictures. So that was like almost 2 years ago, and I first started taking pictures in there. So, you know, I started taking pictures with the fitness world, and that's how I started learning from there. I learned from there, and then you know, my brother, he's a photographer as well, straight focused photography. You know, he helped me out as much as he could before he moved to Texas. So from there, you know, I learned from there. You know, I learned how to become a photographer there and learn even more. But the key thing was to be humble. Even though I had the eye for it, I still needed to learn how to edit pictures, how to grasp, you know, certain things. And that's how, you know, networking works, man. It really does work.
Yeah, it really, really does. And I saw the work you did for it, and I was like, wow. She had told me about you before. About how you used to come there and how the ladies were like, where's our photographer? Where is he at?
You know what? being a photographer, I love it, but at the same time, I have personality with it too. When people see the camera, not everybody is welcome to the camera, especially when it comes to them not dressed down, you know, especially when it comes to ladies not being dressed down.
Right.
And, you know, you hear certain ones say, hey, you got my picture, don't take my picture. And, you know, me with my remark, with my sarcasm, I come back and say, hey, I got the good side.
Right.
And they start laughing. So by them start laughing, they say, okay, you're not like other photographers. I say, nah, I interact with people. If I see something that's messed up when I look at it on a picture on my own computer screen, I'm not gonna post it.
Right.
But I say, if you come to my inbox and ask me, hey, where my picture at? I'm going to show you. Now, if it's up to you, you want to post it that you think is okay, that's how, you know, I am. I'm not going to post everything that I take pictures of, everything I see. Hey, you know what? That don't look like it should be posted or whatever like that. So I won't even post it. And the person inbox, I'm like, hey, this is up to you if you want to do it.
Right. So you're
and that's how you build a relationship. Yeah, you build a relationship with the clients as well as people. That's how you build it, because a lot of people, you know, don't build a relationship with the clients or whoever they're shooting with.
Well, you know what, I have to say that you are definitely a man of integrity, and that's kind of ladies love you. I see you've been doing a whole bunch of things for them. For their events and things like that, was that a hard thing to do? How were they in accepting you and becoming their photographer?
The way you carry yourself, that the introduction to people, you know, is the key.
Right.
I don't walk in arrogant. I don't walk in looking at them as looking to meet anything like that. I look at them as a person that's under construction.
Right.
When I walk in, I'm under construction, because every time I walk into a room, you know, the three things that I look at when I walk into a room that I keep in mind. When I first walk in a room, I'm looking at a canvas. The second thing I'm looking at is the vision. And then the
right.
third thing is the art. The art comes from when I take the pictures of them moving, when I take the pictures of them putting in work, how they putting in work. And at the end of the day, when they see it, they see their results from where they were to how they transform. And at the same time, they see that I see my work transform. And, you know, like I said, the main thing is building a relationship with them. You build a relationship with people, you build trust.
Yeah. And that makes a world of difference. You know,
so,
but I'm... Well, you go ahead.
So, you know, from... Even with them, I had a... With Dr. Nicole Wagner.
Right.
I work with other fitness instructors, too. Even, you know, the one I work with was still... From Ohio, from fitness, what's the name of it? I can't think of the name of that. But Extreme Boys.
Right.
So I work with those guys too, you know, and just to see the energy that every fitness group that I work with, take pictures with, to see the energy that they put out there, man, I love it, man. I just love it.
Wow. Now, let me ask a question. So what was it like taking that initial step when you decided, you know, I'm getting my camera, I'm going to step out there? Did it go quicker as far as your name getting out there and getting more work? Did it go by quickly, or how much time did it take for you to actually begin to build up your roster?
It didn't take long. The word got around faster than I had experienced. You know, I could basically say that. So when people would reach out to say, hey, you know, can you shoot for me? I was nervous, because at the same time, I was still learning.
Right.
You know, at the time when I started shooting, I didn't have editing skills and stuff like that. So that was a process. That really was a process to learn editing skills, and also been blessed with people that came into my life around that time to help me out. And at the same time, God sent people in your life for a reason. You know, it may not be long term, but at the same time, it could be seasoned. And it's time for you to learn from that season that you're with that person that maybe that want to teach you. But it didn't take long. It didn't.
That's what I'm talking about. Now let me ask a question. As you stepped out there, was it hard for you to actually get your price list actually done? You know, how long did it take for you to really, really, for everything to begin to gel as far as your rates?
Man, to be honest with you, when you love what you do and you want to learn, sometimes I started out there as doing it for free just to learn it, to better myself. Some events,
right.
You know, I charge. Some events I charge for, but I started off, man. I started off with $55 an hour when I first started.
Right.
And gradually went up. So it just, you know, the first thing in it is just the confidence level, man. I had to build confidence in myself to see I could do this.
Right. So that confidence makes a big difference.
I had to build myself up. I knew I had the eye, but the confidence wasn't meeting the eye. So, you know, it was just me building those two together.
That's a great thing. That's a great thing. Now, let me ask a question. How long do you have to stay with me today?
Well, how long, you want me to be here? I can be here.
Okay, cool. I'm going to another song, and then we'll come right back. I have a whole bunch of things to ask you when we come back. Is that
okay.
Good?
That's good.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. You guys, so don't go anywhere. You guys, this is G. Wright, and I have none other than Clee Self-Portrait Mooring on the phone with me on the Heart of Love Radio Show. The number here is 657-383-1935. That's 657-383-1935. We're going to play the song by Fred Hammond and the United Tenors, Everybody Get Up. We'll come back. We have some more questions for Mr. Clee. Self-Portrait Mooring.
From the rising of the sun until it goes away, again, we love to say we love you. You brought us safe this far. We really gotta say thank you for bringing us all through. I may not have everything I wanna have, and I may not be everything I wanna be.
Heart Love Radio Show, and I have none other than Mr. Klee, Self-Portrait Mooring, chilling with me today. Klee, man, I just want to say, man, I'm just so blessed to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to tell you, now, I do have listeners who are listening in. They might not be actually saying anything, but they are actually listening in. But let me ask you a question. There's some things you also do. You also have some other talents. So you're a multi-talented guy. What are some of the other things you like to do?
I like to paint, poetry, boxing, kickboxing, martial arts, train, you know, work with kids. I like to train martial arts as well, too. So.
Okay. Man, how do you have time to find the time to do all those things?
Some of the things I really don't have time for, I just work it in as much as possible. So, you know, being a single dad, you know, my job, my full-time job take most of my time up. So everything else, I work around my son time.
Right.
So it's like a little window for myself.
It's just a little window for myself. Yeah, I can imagine being a parent, and I'm not a parent yet. I would love to be, but I can imagine it's kind of hard to find things that small window of time for yourself. Yes. Let's talk about the painting. How long have you been painting?
Man, painting. I started painting. I would say almost like 6-7 years ago I started painting. Just dabbing around with the painting. Because the gift that I have is drawing. You know, that's a gift that God gave me, to draw. So I wanted to extend my art to painting. So it's about 6-7 years that I've been painting.
Wow. And so how much time do you really get a chance to really, really paint? Or you just paint when you get... and then if you do, you know, or when you do, do you sell your paintings? Or you just do it for yourself?
I actually haven't sold a painting. I actually was asked by a friend. She was asked to do a painting for auction. And she's like, hey, I can't paint. So she's like, hey, brother, can you do me a favor? Can you paint me something for auction? So I said, when do you need it by? She said, like, in 3 days. I'm like, 3 days? I'm like, and I started laughing.
Yeah.
So basically, I set up at the table because I didn't work one weekend. So I set at the table basically from 8 o'clock at night. And then I'm sitting up there just dabbling, trying to figure what to do for this auction.
Right.
And as I was sitting there, I'm listening to gospel music. And I sit there just being frustrated, saying, hey, you know, I need a vision. I say, God, I need a vision. Give me a vision. And as the vision came to me, I painted. When I painted the painting, it was a guy actually with a waterfall, like in a forest light. But he was hanging by chains by both wrists in a forest. And as I... looked at the paint, I looked back at it, wow, and I looked at the paint, and I was like, man, bondage. And the message came to me when I painted it was like, man, sometimes we'll be our own bondage. We're going to hold ourselves back from really going forward in our lives by holding on to the stuff that distracts us. So, as I, you know, when I turned the painting over to her, she looked at the painting and was like, wow, that's powerful.
Right.
So then she gave it to the guy from the art exchange, which his name is Byron. And from there, he reached out to me. He was like, Klee, this is a hot picture painting right here. And I had an interview on the show about the painting, like the beginning of this year. And he's like, man, you know, how hard person sets over. You know, he kept on trying to get on the show, and I wasn't ready. And finally, after a year and a half, I was on a show, and he told me, he said, man, look, there's paintings in the museum in Virginia. I actually got to look at my painting again for, like, the third time. And he, you know, asked me questions too when I'm going to start back again. But he actually was mad. He, you know, everybody who saw the painting was just amazed by it. And he asked where I came up with it. And I told him it was a vision. I asked God for a vision. And he came up with that. And, you know, explained the chains, you know, the guy with the chains on. It doesn't mean that she's a slave to, you know, like some people look at it like that's a slave. It wasn't a slave. You know, you were in bondage. Because everybody that want to step out, as you say, like the photography, people want to step out to venture out, but then you hear negativity from everybody else. Why are you going to do that? Why are you going to do that? But the most constructive criticism person is yourself. You second guess yourself. You don't want to walk. You don't want to take that initial step out of fear. You know, God didn't give us fear. You know, so you got to break that fear out your heart or out your mindset to be able to go to the next level. You're going to fall. You're going to fall when you step. But at the same time, don't allow that fall to contradict your next move. You get up and you walk. Even if you got to take a baby step, you shake when you walk. But I'd rather shake and walk instead of sit still and say, shoulda, woulda, if I did.
You know, I like how you said that. When you fall, you're going to fall. So it's not like you might fall. You are going to fall. But the biggest thing, like you said, yeah. But you get back up. You know,
and
I'm
like,
a share. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's like I use the analogy of boxing. Because,
right,
you know, when you box, you're not going to win every fight. But at the same time, you get back up. You may not get back up on a first count. You may not get up on an eight count. But if you get up and you finish the round out, that's showing that you're willing to go. You know, you're willing to go forward. You know,
right,
everything, you know, the fancy footwork don't win a fight all the time. It's that basic move, that jab. Sometimes you'll go back to your basic to get an understanding of why you fell.
Right.
You might have to claim that circle that you in. Claim that circle that you in.
Mm.
Because everybody in your circle is not for you. You got three people in your circle. You got the person that's for you, you got the person that's against you. And then you got the person that say, hey, I don't know if you should do this or not. So at the same time, if you got somebody that's there for you, that's pushing you, and don't want nothing out of you, that's the person you want around you. Everybody else that's around you are just leeches. They just holding on to you. They dream killers. You know, your first initial move of you of success is a dream. The reality is you're taking the first steps to it.
Yeah. You know, I got to say this. I love what you're saying because you're giving some great advice. One thing my mom would always tell me about is watching your friends and that everyone is not for you. And there's some things you can share and then there's some things you hold on to. But like you said, you keep on going. You don't stop. You keep on going. And I got to say this because I'm, you know, Dr. Nicole, she was like, I want you to follow Klee because he's a great photographer. He started out and he's doing great things now. And so I look forward to actually doing some work with you myself.
I'm looking forward to it.
You know, and I thank you for being willing to even share, help someone else who's stepping out there because it can be a little scary stepping out there doing something that you might have done as a pastime versus doing it, you know, beginning to make a business out of it. You can go ahead, Klee.
Oh, I was just saying yes to what you were saying.
Okay.
You know, have you ever been a job interview, and you go for the job, and they tell you that you don't have experience for the job?
Right.
My thing is, how can somebody get experience if the experience won't teach them? And that's how I look at it. If you have experience, teach somebody. But then they come to reality that everybody don't know how to teach. Everybody don't have patience. Everybody don't have understanding how to teach.
You know, what you're saying is definitely true. You know, let me tell you this. I bought equipment. I bought board, different things like that. My mom was like, just go ahead and do it. You know what you're doing. So, but definitely taking that initial step can sometimes be frightening. But it's such a blessing to have someone who's willing to be like, you know what, let me reach back out. Let me help this person out. Like you told me, coming up, you know, so I'm looking forward to that. I look forward to that. But this is what we're going to do right now. We'll go to another song, and we'll come back, all right?
Okay.
Okay. You guys, this is G-Wright. This is your Heart Love Radio Show. And I have none other than Mr. Klee, Self-Portrait Mooring, on the show. This next song that I'm going to play is God's Been Good by Olivia Jones. When we come back, we'll hear some more from Mr. Klee. This is G-Right. You guys listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. And then I have Mr. Clee Self-Portrait Mooring on the show. Now, Clee, before we left, one of the gifts you talked about was writing. Do you have any poetry on hand or something that you could, if you don't mind sharing with the audience that's already copyrighted?
Man, I don't have anything. I knew he was going to ask you, but I didn't pull anything out to actually read.
Yeah.
Let me see if I got something. So while I'm doing that, I actually, some people ask me where self-portrait mooring came from. That name came from a cousin. Because I actually started modeling and taking pictures. So she told me, she said, you know what, you like a self-portrait. So that's where the name came from. But later on down the line, I actually changed it when I started doing photography.
Right.
So I changed it to visual image photography. But I just never changed my name to on Facebook. I just left it the way it was.
Okay. Well, that's a great thing to show your metamorphosis. I'm not gonna put you on blast like that. You know, if you find it, cool. If not, we have to do that the next time you come back on.
They say always expect the unexpected, right?
Right.
So, all right, I got you. Here we go.
Okay.
Bear with me, all right? This poem's called "Oh Lord." Oh Lord, my days are so ever before me. I'm a man with thoughts. At times it gets to the best of me. Weak in the flesh from opening doors. In my life, stray. Oh Lord, I know you have me in your grace and mercy. I know you see deeper than any man sight will ever see of me. My heart is deep at times. It's hard to sleep. With a mind in a steady pace, I retrace where the pain has aroused from. Still, I wish I could fade away, but I play to try to cover the hurt. Oh Lord, heal me from this. I need the growth of your wisdom. And leave the foolish ways behind. Oh, Lord, touch me, please. It's short, but, you know, that's one of the poems that I wrote.
Listen, I love it, man. I love it. I love it just being real. And I say this because sometimes, you know, we as black men, sometimes we have an issue with expressing our feelings and even just saying, Lord, I need you, you know?
Man, I don't have no shame.
Right.
I would sit there and pray inside a restaurant over the food. I would sit there and pray when I used to compete. I used to pray, man, some days, you know, it gets hard. And I'd just be like inside the truck. And I would actually pray in the truck before I take off. Man, there have been days I've been in tears inside the truck just praying. Because I know, you know, his love is undying. You know, his ways and how I came this far. He hasn't left me. And despite of, you know, things that I did in the past or how I am, you know, I aim for perfection. I know I'm not going to be perfect, but at the same time, you know, you got flesh, you want to be weak, you know, but I know my faith in him, man, it's not going to change, man. You can just look at me as Job, for real. But it's just his words, man, his words is unchanging, you know, and as a black man, you got to have God in your life, man. You can't do anything without God. Anybody who feels as though they could do it without God, you know, they blind to the fact that, hey, God gives his set, his presence. Oh, man. I can't even get the word out, man. Who he is, he is God. That's all
right.
I got to say, man. If you don't know him, I tell you, you got to know him. In this day and time, you got to have God in your life.
You got to know God. That's true, isn't it? You know, it's very, very important that we are in touch with with God, and we are taking the time to pray. Because America, I'm like looking at everything we're going through and everything we're experiencing, and I'm like, are people blind? Do people really see what's happening? Do people really see what's happening? And if we have that relationship with God, when we do go through some of these things we're going through, these experiences called life, we will be able to survive. We'll be able to survive.
That's okay. We live in revelations, man. I tell people that. I say, this is revelations right here.
Right.
You know, my son asked me, he's like, hey, Dad, how can you believe in God if you ain't see him? And I was like, man, I said, a whole lot of things, you believe in that you don't see. And he's like, what's that? I said, like, oxygen. You believe in oxygen, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you don't see that, right? I said, take the oxygen away. He said, what's up? I said, you ain't going to breathe, right? He's like, yeah. I said, you take God away, things in your life ain't going to be the same, man. And I say it goes deeper than that, man. I say, you got to understand everything that happened, and you see with your eyes. You got God in your life. You see past that. You see the spiritual part in what's going on.
You know what? That's so true. Now, it's great that I commend you for teaching your son in the way of the Lord, teaching him, talking to him. Because young people, I mean, this generation, it's so different from our generation. How many of them are made to go to church like it was when we were growing up? It's important to know, have that faith, because you start teaching the young, they're going to remember these things when they get older. They're going to see, okay, Dad was right. Mom was right. So I commend you for teaching your son that.
I got you, man. I get held responsible for not teaching him God or introducing him to God. Could I say this without, I guess, people trying to hang me or whatever for it? But
yeah.
Me going to church, you get some of the most criticized people in church.
Right.
And when you got somebody that's hurt from the outside and they come into the church and they see in some of these churches or they hear what's going on in some of these churches and stuff, they have second guess about serving God, because that picture that they got or how they perceive things from that, or you got that perfect Christian that tell you you're going to hell because you ain't doing that right. But at the same time, just because a person know everything in the Bible, may know the Bible from the front to the back, that don't mean that they're going to go to heaven.
Right.
God watches the heart, man. Like the disciples. All the disciples that was around God, they had no clean trait. All of them had records. All of them was accused of doing something. But God seen something in them that everybody else didn't see in them. Even to the end, he told them, this is where you got to stop it. I can't take you. You can't go no further. You can't take everybody with you on your journey. But at the same time, when it comes to church, you go to church. Church is the building that the word is taught to, that is taught to you, to feed you. And you can't look at the next person when you go to church. But, you got to understand, when you do go to church, or for the person that's outside the street that's going to church to get healed,
right?
They need to be taught, or somebody need to tell them, say, hey, look, everybody in the church is not for God. Go there and listen to the preacher. Listen to the pastor. Listen to the archbishop. Listen to him and allow him to feed your soul. Because when I went back to church, what got me back in church was, when I first walked in there, the bishop preached as if I had a conversation with him.
Right.
He told me everything I was going through. And I never seen this guy a day in my life. Never talked to him. That opened my eyes up to go back to church.
So that word touched home. That word touched right where you were. Right where you were.
Right where I was at. Right in that chair where I was sitting at. You know, so you know, you got to stand. You got to find a preacher after your own heart. Everybody who preaches is not a preacher. Everybody who lay hands is not a person that's supposed to lay hands. So you got to understand where you're coming from, you know, and get understanding, man. You know, it's not easy. Anything in life is not easy. Anything you do in life is not easy. If it comes to you easy, trust me, it got limitation to it.
Right.
So, you know,
you know, listen, I think you're even sharing that. You know, sharing that, that's kind of like, I'm still looking for a home church myself, where I can really feel like the pastor's heart, that I feel the pastor's heart, and it's a place where I can grow even as a preacher. I'm a preacher also. And I preach on here on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, so hopefully next Tuesday you can join me here. I do it here on Blog Talk Radio as well on Facebook Live. So we get a chance to come through from 9 to 10. It's interactive. I preach, we talk, we share. You know, I read what people have to say, and I read so everyone else can hear it. And so maybe you can come out and join us next Tuesday from 9 to 10 if you get a chance.
Okay.
But one thing that I want to say, I hope you don't mind me reading this. This is a post on March 27th, and you wrote this, Motivation from the Young One. It added a smile to my morning. Do you mind if I read that?
No, go ahead.
You guys, I was one day, Cleve Self-Portrait Mooring, our friends on Facebook, and hopefully he's be one of my mentors in photography. And I was looking at his page, and his son wrote him this, 7:35 in the morning. Dad, I'm leaving. Bye, Dad. Have a good day and keep your head up. And you responded, you too, have an awesome day. And I just want to, you wrote Motivation from the Young One. It added a smile to my morning. And I just thought that was very special. That was very very nice of your son. And also shows how your son looks at you and thinks about you just to say, hey, Dad, I'm leaving. Have a good day and keep your head up. You know, sometimes children don't even understand what their parents might be going through, what you might have been going through or thinking that morning. And he actually wrote that. So what went through your mind when you read that?
I smiled, man. I looked at it like, hey, and that's coming from a 13-year-old. And you know, as an adult, you don't think that your children is paying attention to you. You really don't.
Right.
But they pay more attention to you than you think they do. Now, whether they respond to or react to it the way we would like them to respond to it, no. But at the same time, they're paying attention. And that was caught off guard right there with him, you know, when he said that to me. You know, he always asked me how I'm doing. But to get that amount of time to let you know, hey, hold your head up. It was good because my teaching is not going in vain. You know, it's not going in vain. You know, it just, everything has a time limit. And it touched me, man. It really did touch me.
Man, it touched me, man. You know, I don't have any kids yet. And I said to myself, man, I can't wait to become a dad and have a son to actually say that to me, a son or a daughter. So I just commend you. I know that really, really, really touched your heart.
I did.
Let me ask you a question. I know we're getting near the end of the show tonight, and first of all, I want to say this. Before we go, before we go into the next thing, I want to ask you to share with the listening audience where they can find your material, where they can see your pictures and all the websites that you have.
Okay. All right, I actually up under Visual Image on IG. You can find me under Visual Image Photography. It's spelled VIZUAL_image_photography. I leave the page open for anyone who wants to come through. That's how, you know, I post my work at. And as well on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook on under Cleve Mooring, CLE, And then Morig, M-O-O-R-I-G. Also got the business page up on Facebook at Visual Image 42. And that's also spelled V-I-T-U-A-L and then Image 42. And that's on Facebook.
Okay, thank you. Now, we're going to have to get together. Hopefully next time in person we'll do a live thing, live Facebook Live segment, you know, whenever you're ready, when you're up for it.
Okay, you let me know when, you know, I'll be there.
Okay, so these next few minutes of the show, I'm just going to ask you, if someone is out there and they're listening and they are wanting to take that first step into, I know we talked about it earlier, but for those who are tuning in now, what word of advice would you give someone who's willing to step out there on faith and do that thing that they feel like God is calling them to do? What would you tell them? What three things would you tell them that they need to do?
First thing I would tell them, look at your circle. Look who's around you. Everybody can't go with you on that step. Everybody who's around you in your circle is not there for you. So when you take your step, prepare to fall. Don't allow your fall to be the end. Get up, brush the dirt off you. You may want to leave a little dirt on you just to remind you of how you fell or where you're coming from. But the first initial step is the vision of you reaching out for reality. You know, you have to draw your plan up. You got to go. You got to believe in yourself. You got to have faith. You got to pray. Every step you take, you got to pray. That's a must. There's no self-made person out here.
You know, I got to say, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And I know that my mom is listening right now. And one of the things I love what you said, one of the first things you said was that you got to look around you at your circle. That not everyone is going to be before you. You know, and I prayed, Clea, I was like, Lord, I'm believing that you're going to do this, that you're doing in my life. You're going to do this thing that you're saying you're going to do. And when God began to change my circle, I was like, what's going on? My circle is changing. People just stopped calling for crazy stuff. It was like things you would not think that someone would stop contacting you for. It's just amazing how when it comes time to make that move, sometimes when we don't remove people from our lives, God will remove them from our circle so that he can catch our attention so we can make the right steps. You know, so I just, yeah. That was amazing that you said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He will get your attention. God will get your attention, man. Honestly, he will wake you up, and you want sitting in the bed wondering why you up when you should be sleeping. That's him trying to get your attention, man. That's him trying to say, hey, look at what's going on. Let's talk. You know, and you – sometimes we ignore it that wake up. You gotta walk, man. You gotta walk. You talk to God. You gotta hold your head up. You gotta be that soldier in his army. You gotta walk. And when you walk, man, you walk with confidence. You walk with knowing that, hey, I'm going to take some scars. I'm going to take some hits. But when it's all said and done, I'm gonna get double for my trouble, man. At the end of the day, it feels good when that circle gets small and you have extra weight you carrying with you. That extra weight, when you, man, I had to let friendship go that was 20 years old, man. That I kept forgiving, kept on forgiving. And it got to the part where, you know what? I see a phone call, but I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
The key word is choice, man. I tell my sons that all the time. You know, I say, look at choice. Choice may look like a simple word, But choice carries a whole lot of weight. You have the choice of what you want to do, how you want to step, which way you want to step, who you want around you, what you want to take, how much you want to take. That choice is your choice. What you want to be in life? You want to be a catfish, catch everything coming to the bottom, or you want to be at the top, feeding everybody?
When you walk, man,
walk with your head up, man. I don't care how many times you fall or you fell. Learn from your mistake. As long as it's not the same mistake, learn from it. Smile, because a smile confuses the enemy. It's just like when you praise dance. When you praise dance, the devil don't know what's going on. So when you smile and a person know that they did you wrong, you smile at them, they don't know how to take that. They look at you like, hey,
right. You're
not supposed to be smiling. You're supposed to be down right now. No, I'm smiling because you just taught me something new. You just taught me another lesson. Thank you for teaching me. Believe it or not, you have the commercial about the crash dummies, man. Everybody look at that and say, why the crash dummies still in the car? I'll get out the car. Okay, you learn it. The crash dummy is made to be in the car to do that. You learn from your foolish ways.
Like I said, you learn. And I love, like you said, that choice, the word choice. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to this show because you really dropped some nuggets of knowledge. And I just want to say thank you again for coming on the show tonight, Klee.
Thank you for having me, man.
And I look forward to having you again. And I just say God bless you. Continue to be the light that you are. Continue to make a difference. Continue to be a great role model to your son. And thank you for being an agent of change and sharing that knowledge that you shared tonight. I really, really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you. It's a blessing, man. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, you said some great things tonight. And I really love that part about your group. Changing the group, and of course that prayer, and the whole thing about being afraid, not being afraid to fall. Like you said, you are going to fall. You are going to fall. But learn, and I think learning the reason for that fall is definitely something that's going to definitely help to propel us and propel the individual to that next round. If you don't know what struggle is, you're not going to appreciate where God's going to take you. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, God bless you. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hopefully, we can get together in the next couple weeks.
We will, man. We will.
And do that shoot.
Link up. We will link up. And I'd like to teach you what I know. If I don't have an answer for it, trust me. I got my brother as a mentor. I got some other great photographers around me too, so I will find an answer to any question that you had.
Okay. Thanks. I look forward to talking with you soon, okay?
Okay, you're welcome, man. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thanks, you do too. And you guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Again, that was Mr. Klee, Self-Portrait Mooring. You guys are going to definitely hear from him again. I'm going to leave you guys with a song from my project. This song is entitled, You Did It. Believe, keep the faith in God, and know that God will work things out. And if you do fall, get back up. And like Mr. Klee said, might leave a little bit of dirt on your knees so you can remember what God has brought you from and what he's been teaching you. So God bless you. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday from 9 to 10 for the great message. And God bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Lord, you did it.